Isaac Reichman is the director of corporate communications for Choose Chicago. First of all, Isaac, I love the website. Such a resource for people that are visiting, but also for those of us that spend every day or part of our week or live in Chicago.
Oh yeah, thank you. We really believe it's great to be a tourist in your own city. You need to take the time to explore everything we have to offer here.
Yeah, so what's going on this weekend? What can people look forward to? Of course, we've got baseball, right?
We've got baseball, so it's Labor Day weekend. It's the unofficial end of the summer. So we like to say this is your chance. Whatever's on your summer bucket list that you haven't gotten to yet, you got to do it this weekend. So, you know, I think that starts with music festivals. There's so many music festivals all summer. This weekend is no different. We've got the Chicago Jazz Festival, free at Millennium Park, the Arc House Music Festival at Union Park. So many music festival options this weekend.
I got to tell you, I never miss the Blues Fest in the same spot where the Jazz Fest takes place. It just kicks off the summer. The Jazz Fest wraps up this summer. And it's such a beautiful experience. It's, you know, take a seat wherever you'd like to take a seat. It's free and people are kind. And when they get up, if you want to move closer to the stage, you move closer to the stage.
Exactly. And since it's free, you know, stop by for an hour or stay all weekend. It's great. The Jazz Fest was actually the first one. It's the oldest Millennium Park Festival we have.
Oh, and also there's got to be food and cultural festivals because that's what this city is pretty much famous for in the summer.
Absolutely. So that was my next recommendation is, you know, get out to a neighborhood festival. We, again, they happen all summer. So if you haven't been to one yet, you still have a chance. So Taste of Polonia, it's up in Jefferson Park. That's all about celebrating, obviously, Chicago's huge Polish heritage, great music, great food, a lot of kid-friendly festivities up there if you want to bring the family. And then down in Washington Park at the DeSable Museum, they have the African Festival of the Arts, like an immersive event that recreates an African village, another really cool event. It really just highlights all the different diverse options in Chicago's neighborhoods.
And it is, it's Labor Day weekend. I think that's lost on a lot of people, but this is where the labor movement started.
Exactly. So much history started in Chicago, but make sure you head down to Pullman either this weekend or next weekend, because actually the Chicago Labor Day Parade is actually the next weekend after Labor Day weekend this year. But even if you want to go down this weekend to Pullman, it's our city's only national historical park, and it's where Labor Day started. The Pullman strikes back in the 1800s. Labor Day was created right after them. So, you know, Chicago's always at the center of American history, and that's just another example.
And is Navy Pier doing fireworks this weekend?
You got it, and it's the last one. A lot of things are wrapping up now. So Saturday night, it's the last, again, amazing Chicago tradition, summer tradition coming to an end. This Saturday evening, check out Navy Pier's fireworks. Another big thing we always want to push on Labor Day is Bike the Drive. Lakeshore Drive will shut down to cars on Sunday. What a great opportunity to take in the view of the city on two wheels, unencumbered by traffic.
Oh, I've got to put in my endorsement on that. I've done that. It is so fun. And I got to tell you, I was stressed. I'm like, well, I think I've got to keep up. And people are like, this is not a race, Lisa. This is not a race. This is leisurely. Some kids are on tricycles. It's whatever you want to ride in the form of a bicycle or a tricycle. And what a beautiful view of the lake when you finally get to just bike right on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, it's surreal, right? People that are used to taking it either in car or bus every day, it's such a surreal feeling to see it from this different angle. And you know, to do it with thousands of your closest friends, too. You know, it's not a race, but so many Chicagoans come out, and it looks like it's going to be good weather this weekend. So hopefully that'll be great.
Can they show up and just do that, or do you need to sign up ahead of time?
No, just show up, and even if you don't have a bike, you can rent when you get there, too. So great opportunity.
And I would imagine the beaches are open. Lifeguards will be on duty?
Beaches are open, and again, it seems to be the theme. It's the last weekend for all our beaches. So if you haven't been to the beaches yet, or you want to get this one last trip in, make sure to do that this weekend.
And what else? Oh, just hit the museums, too, because I think we all have the intention of getting there to some of the iconic museums we have in the city. And, you know, we just don't do it till we have a day off or we have a few days off where we can actually find the time to do it.
I agree. You, again, to my point from the top, we always think of the museums as something for tourists, something for visitors. But that's not true. I mean, it is true, but it's also for locals as well. And, you know, there's so many amazing museums to check out. And also, if you want to get outside, we always have baseball. We still have another month of baseball. The Yankees are in town, taking on the White Sox this weekend. And then the Cubs will be home on Labor Day itself on Monday.
Isaac, are the Yankees really taking on the White Sox, or are the Yankees in town to beat the White Sox?
You know, that's the joy of baseball, is anything can happen across 9 innings.
And I saw your notes on the craft beer scene. I have never heard of Malt Row. We have a row, a part of a street dedicated to. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Malt Row, it's up in the Ravenswood area. It's kind of that old industrial area where a lot of these old warehouses have been converted to some amazing breweries. Beguile, Dovetail, a couple others up there. It's a great opportunity to check out. And again, while it's the summer, you know, you can bike between them or go to make a little brewery tour out of it. It's a great way to get outside and get inside and enjoy the weather while we still have it.
And ChooseChicago.com is where you need to go to get info, right?
ChooseChicago.com. I'm still exploring. I've been here for years, and I'm still exploring the website and finding new things and learning new things about Chicago. It's your great resource, whether you're visiting or whether you live here.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you all enjoy the weekend, and I hope the weather is fantastic. It looks like it's going to be.